Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Brides. It's so wonderful to have you here with us today, and it's been such a magical holiday season. And I love that you're here at this time because it's really the season of giving and of love and of joy, and it's a perfect time to talk about love and romance and marriage and all of these wonderful things, families and tradition and children. And so it's a beautiful, beautiful time, and I'm so excited for today's show and today's guests. But before we do that, I just wanted to offer some gratitude. Yesterday we were on the Unlimited Life show, and we were very, very honored. Julian Michael, the numerologist, called in the 11th hour, and he did a beautiful prediction for 2014 and a reading. And I was so excited that he had that opportunity to do that for our audience. But what I wanted to do in that last 5 minutes of the show as well was to thank the people that have made the show possible this year. So I did want to start the show today thanking our show's producer, Chris, who has done just such an amazing job this year, and wish her a happy holiday. And I wanted to offer great gratitude for all of our guests that have been on this year that have offered their time and their expertise and their talent and their knowledge and their heart and their spirit and have really helped people, giving them the tools, the techniques, the secrets, the keys to making relationships work and to living happily ever after. And so it's been a wonderful year, and I so look forward to the new year and all that we have in store for you. And today's guest is the perfect, whether you say, cherry on the Sunday for our year. She is the pinnacle of relationships and what we've been talking about for so very long. And I think it's such an appropriate time that she's here because she actually launched a new website, which is all about partnership. And that website launched at Christmas. And so I can't imagine a better gift to give to people at Christmas than to talk about relationships and how do you make relationships work. And if you are single, this is a site you want to check out because especially as New Year's is approaching and Valentine's is approaching and I know our little hearts go pitter-patter and gosh, I wish I had a date for New Year's Eve or wow, Valentine's is coming up and it would be so lovely to be with my beloved at that time. And so to actually have a site that's not random, it's not just people out there just, you know, shooting in the dark, but it's really about integrity and love and honoring yourself and what you're really looking for and how to bring that into your life. And today's guest is so special. Her name is Hermia Nelson, and she is the creator of PartnershipLove.com, which we're talking about today, Partnership and Love. And she is the co-founder of Compassion Happens, Inc. And I love just saying Compassion Happens. Compassion Happens. Last night, I was just, it was tripping off my tongue, and it's just a joyous thing. And to think that somebody would step into the pool of Compassion Happens and what kind of heart and spirit and soul you would be as a person to create something that beautiful. She is a Dame of Honor with the Orthodox Order of St. John of Jerusalem, Russian Grand Priory, and those of you that have been listening to the show for quite some time know that I was knighted this year, and so it for me is such a privilege to have another dame and on this show, and she is the executive producer of Indelible Film. Hermia has a vast and a varied background, and we were blessed and honored and privileged to have her on our Unlimited Life show. And it's a show that I really, you know, implore you and think it's so well worth listening to because she really teaches you how to lead an unlimited life. Her background comes from finance, from helping companies, from entrepreneurialism, from being philanthropic all over the world. And it's interesting, I was listening to Lynn Twiss, The Soul of Money, and Lynn was saying that the word philanthropy actually has nothing to do with money. The word philanthropy means the love of mankind and the love of humanity. And how some people choose to do that is in a philanthropic way by giving finances, but just by giving of yourself, of your time, of loving other people. And Hermia, on every level, is a philanthropist. She has given her time, her expertise, her talent, her gifts, her magic, her finances. She has helped other companies succeed. She's helped other businesses achieve and overcome. She's helped individuals reach their greatest heights, and now she's helping people find love. So on every level of the rainbow of philanthropy and every color to every hue, Hermia Nelson is a true philanthropist, heart, spirit, and soul. She is unbelievable. She holds a BA in economics from Columbia University and an MBA in management from Fordham Business School. She is a graduate of the PACS Mastery and Leadership Programs, which we will talk about today. She is also a certified passion test facilitator, and I love the passion test. For me, it was one of the greatest courses I've ever taken, and we're going to talk about how she's incorporated the passion test and PACS and some of the other remarkable programs out there to bring you the very best unfoldment of love. She is supportive emotionally. She gives people space to be open and honest about themselves and coaching and mentoring, and this very same skill that she has with her high emotional intelligence makes her effective as a manager of people and of projects. And those that talk about her say that she could be counted on and that she understands truly how to produce results. And that's matters of the heart. That's matters of your life goals, your life dreams, your finances, your visions. She knows how to make all of those dreams come true. She has been a senior advisory and in management for a number of companies, and she has been dedicated and committed to helping entrepreneurs in the conscious business movement, and now she's helping individuals worldwide find love. I would love you to go back and to listen to the Unlimited Life Show and to learn all about it at 19 years old, how she was in Hong Kong, the incredible business savvy of this woman, and her journey to the United States, her journey in literally reaching out and giving and giving and giving across the planet, across the world, and now today across this show to you. And so with great joy and great pleasure, I welcome today's very, very, very special holiday guest, Hermia Nelson. Hermia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm blushing over here.
No, it's such a pleasure and such a beauteous joy to have you on the show. You know, we had you on Unlimited Life, as I was just speaking about, and gosh, it was so exciting for me because, as I was saying when we were on the Unlimited Life show, that I always felt like I knew you, and when I'm with you, every time that I'm with you, it's like I'm wrapping a magical gift. It's like Christmas, like a little kid, like I'm unwrapping it, and there's something new and sparkly and shimmery and wonderful inside. And so I learned so much about you. And then now, instead of just you being a gift, which is one of the greatest pleasures this planet has, you're giving a gift this holiday season to people in the name of love. And so I so appreciate you and wanted to welcome you to Hourglass Bride and for all that you've done in relationships. And today we're going to talk about your incredible website that just launched on Christmas. And also, we have so many people that have found their partners and mates on this show. And so we want to talk about the different levels of love and community and even how this site could be part of helping other people they know find this kind of love as well.
Absolutely. It's been my delight to share anything I know, you know, with you and your community. And before I go on, I just want to acknowledge you. You know, without you, there would be not a show like this. And all your guests would not have the opportunity to speak out of what they are passionate about. And I just want to acknowledge you and appreciate you. And I know it's effort to host the show, you know, week in, week out, finding the guests and the topics. And it's not easy. You're such a pro of it. I just want to, besides being grateful to be on, and just want to acknowledge all the work that you have done, you know, for your community and for mankind. So thank you.
I truly appreciate that. Thank you, and you're a gift. So I wanted to ask you, because in reading your bio, there were a couple things that were really, you know, jumped out at me, and I know that they are, when we talk about rungs in the ladder and how you get from one place to the next and from the next place to the next, and so there are a couple things like the passion test and the PACS programs and you know, the four agreements. And so can you tell me a little bit about your background in the search for how you can share romance and love with people at the level that you do right now?
Absolutely. You know, how far back you want to go?
When you were two.
And I was two. Guess what? This may not be strange for some people. I never feel I belong. I feel I'm always a black sheep before I even know that's the terminology called black sheep that, you know, you learn when you're a kid, right? I just feel I'm weird. I'm kind of strange or not quite fit into society or the mode of my family. I don't look like them. So I always feel I'm like a maverick or outcast or somebody there who think outside of the box. And for a long time, when those little thing that was something kind of dreadful, you know, everybody wanted to feel belonging to something, right? But it turns out it really helped me to charter my own life. You know, the whole idea of leaving Hong Kong, leaving my family to pursue of love. That's the reason why I left Hong Kong and moved to New York, United States. And it's because of my relationship back then. And we have a great 11 years of marriage, two kids. They are all grown now in college. And I feel like that's one chapter of my life. It's because of that love that I'm pursuing. I'm willing to, you know, move 8,600 miles from Hong Kong to New York and start a new life with the hope of this individual. And I'm grateful he's the father of my children, and he's a great father, you know, for them, even though he may not be the husband that, you know, for me. I think we grew apart over the 11 years. And then we love each other in the way that parents love their kids. You know, we have that type of relationship. You know, so that was awesome. And if it's not for him, you know, I would not be in the environment that I'm in right now. So I'm always grateful. Talk about the rungs and the ladder. All the people in my past had contributed one way or the other, you know, to who I become today. So I just want to acknowledge them as well. So go back to love and relationship. I think most people, me included, have this notion of what the fairy tale had, you know, kind of, what's the best word for it, had taught us over the years since we were a little girl about the fairy tale ending, you know, you find your the one, you'll be happily ever after. I believe that still holds true, but it's more of an expanded edition of that fairy tale that we need to be mindful and aware of at this day of age. You know, I was told when people have those vows, happily ever after, they live till they are in their 30s, you know. So life is not like now that we live, you know, to the hundreds. So really forever. Funny. It's a different time span.
That's funny. I actually never thought about that, you know, but I do know, you know, that the happily ever after, you know, can come true, you know, and we're going to talk about, you know, how close and impeccable your site is, and we've talked about on the show before that my father proposed to my mom on his first date.
Right.
And my mom said yes.
Yes.
And my dad said he just knew. And
uh-huh.
My mom said my dad made her laugh and that she knew that if he could make her laugh like that, no matter what happened in life, they could get through anything.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when you talk about the fairy tale, it's funny when you say it's, yes, it can come true, but yes, there are other considerations now in life and in the world that we live in. And I had a very dear friend of mine that recently got married, and when they bought a house together right before their wedding, and they were buying furniture and they were getting everything. And he asked her what kind of mop she wanted. They were at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And she looked at him and her face, because what kind of a mop did she want was not in the fairy tale. Never thought about a mop in the fairy tale.
Yeah, and I have to say we live in a more diverse and complex and complicated life than back then when the fairy tales were, you know, written. It's a more simple life then. You know, the roles of the gender are very distinct. You know, it's one income household, the women stay home, right? And we don't live in that, you know, space anymore. Yes, people have different choices, and it's you can't really fit the new model in the old mode. And that's how I feel about when people are looking at relationship these days. You know, there's conflicted interests. You know, the happily ever after, the this thing role, but not. A lot of women like us, you know, like you mentioned yesterday, you want to have somebody you go out to the world with, not necessarily come home to. And a lot of the fairy tale stories is very linear. You know, it's A, B, and C, the three steps. It's life no longer this way. You know, one of my other mentors, Byron Katie, I love her work. And she always said she and Steve, her loved one, beloved, I think it's her husband, say, I love you until I don't. Not about when death do us apart. What if my natural life is 50 years from now and I grow out of that relationship? It doesn't mean the love wasn't there. Perhaps to me it means that person is there for us for a reason, for a season, for a purpose. And we get together for whatever reason that serve that purpose. And it's time to move on. That may be new to a lot of people, but I feel more and more so in my personal experience and the people around me in the mindful community, we are all more open-minded in seeing maybe that is a different point of view, to see relationship, to see partnership. One of the main reasons I call my site Partnership Love is in any given relationship, love is great. It's a very crucial ingredient, but it's not the only ingredient. In order for a sustainable relationship, the partnership part is very important as well.
I love that when you're speaking of that. And there's so many people that are listening to our show right now who have been married before. They could have been married once or twice or three or four or even five times if we have people that write into us and are sharing their stories with us, and they would like this marriage that they're about to enter in now, to be different and to stick in this, for this relationship to really be the unfoldment of the dream. And so to have the tools and the techniques, as we talk about the packs or the way that you've created a way for people to meet each other in a different line of consciousness and thinking, and then there are people that are listening to our show who have lost a spouse or a loved one. They could be 23 and their husband went to Afghanistan and he didn't come back, and they have little babies and they're just starting their life, or somebody who has been married many years and now all of a sudden their mate has passed and they find themselves alone and starting again. And so the journey of love at any point that you're stepping on the path, like the yellow brick road. It doesn't matter if it's a scarecrow or if it's the lion or the tin man, wherever you're stepping on that road to go to the land of Oz is where you're stepping on that road. But to know where you want to go and what you're hoping for and what you're looking to find, that's, you know, to me, the beauty of the key and the gifts that we offer on this show and what you offer on your site.
Yes, yeah, I'm glad you bring that up. It is just not easy when you experience loss, in any kind of loss. You know, you feel there's a chunk of your heart is gone somewhere or broken, or, you know, you just can't really think of the possibility of love. My advice is take your time. Take time to heal, you know, that loss and be grateful the love that you have, however long and short that you are in that situation, in that relationship, it is there for a purpose. And when you give the chance to acknowledge that and let your, you know, spirit heal, your heart will heal. And there are other people out there who experience similar things that are healing as well. So when you heal yourself, the consciousness heal a little more as well. You know, that's for me, I was actually engaged last year, and things didn't work out. And he was the love of my life. And it's not easy, I have to say. Fortunately, with the PAX training, Alison Armstrong, she's my hero for sure. What she had taught me over the years in how do I heal, how do I understand and really have a little relationship autopsy, so to speak, and see which part of this you know, puzzle, this broken relationship is my part of doing. So when I learn from that, and hopefully I will not repeat the same mistake again in my next relationship, right? That's the growth path that we are in. And also understand which part is really not mine, which means it's nothing I can do. It is belong to the other person. The responsibility is doesn't land on my side. And I had to learn to let that go. It was hard. It was hard for me. I didn't have the same training when I going through my divorce. It was very difficult. I think it took me years before my heart was healed and ready, you know, to be able to, you know, really think of, you know, there's somebody else out there could be for me. So I definitely, you know, can sympathize and feel the compassion of all the people who had experienced loss before. But when you give your time to heal, you actually will heal faster. And from my experience last year, my engagement, it took me much faster, I would say much, much faster to heal before I actually start dating again. So it was really a good learning experience for me. Regarding the partnership part, when I really do the research and learn the partnership equation, it's actually really helpful for me because my tendency of doing too much, like not just my part but the other person's part, I no longer need to worry about that part. I can tell that's my part. I will take care of my part and you go take care of your part. You know,
a great thing to share with people. It really is, and because when we talk about self-love and loving yourself and filling your own cup before you can give to other people, and I love that the pieces that you have, you know, that we've talked about the passion test, and the passion test I would love to share with your audience here on the show because we have, you know, the passion test we're talking about at the very beginning of the year. We're actually kicking off the year with passion test information, and I cannot imagine something better for people to learn than to know that every day if you're doing something, is this moving you closer to your passion? And as we're making our New Year's resolutions, I love that this is a piece that you have incorporated into the site and that you are a passion test facilitator, which I think is just amazing, that you can actually help people find their passions, which means you can help people find love in a different way.
And yes, I definitely highly recommend anybody, you know, who, before you really have your New Year resolution, go research a passion test. You can get the book, get the Kindle version, I hope there is, really do your research and you will really, I mean, it's a very simple process. You can do it yourself or you can get in touch with one of our facilitators and have a coach, you know, with you and do it. For me, passion tests have changed my life. And actually, I was told Jack Canfield had found the TLC, you know, Transformational Leadership Council, because he had done the passion test with Janet Atwood. Isn't it awesome? You know, this great thing come out of the passion test left and right. For me, yes, I experienced a passion test many years ago, and I had narrowed down my passions into the top three, and which really, you know, help my daily, you know, decision-making process a breeze. You know, whatever I do, food that I put in my body, you know, books that I read, seminars, you know, radio show interview, whether I say yes or no, it always go back to, does this, whatever activity I'm going to engage in, bring me closer or away from my passion? And that's easy. It's a yes or no answer, right? And I learned to be patient, to really listen to that and really get clear on how to cultivate, you know, the reality to those passions that I am really, you know, pull my heartstring and they make me happy. They make me feel my life, the reason why on this earth, that there's a life purpose and I'm fulfilling those life purpose. I'm not just somebody breathing the air and live day to day without a goal and without passion, to say the least. And the result of my passion through the passion test is the partnershiplove.com. Part of one of my passions is really about being love and love unconditionally. And how can we generate that? Is finding the right person, a right match. And how do you do that? Is be able to sort. And how can you sort, you know, who is right for you, who is not? What about being real? What about being real with yourself first? If I go shopping, you know, if somebody, something is pretend to be something else, even if I bought it, I thought I like it, but it turns out to be something different. We all feel betrayed, right? We feel taken by whatever that pretends, you know, had been. And it's no fun for anybody. What if we just be real? We talk about shining that light, the diamond lights within us. What if we go out in that vulnerability, the space of being truth to who we are, and let people who like that to know about you the way that you are and being accepted the way they need to be, which is unconditional, which is a tall order in a lot of people's minds, and I'm working on that myself personally. But yet, the dream, the hope, the idea is live and well. I'm sure in the way of in your life, you meet people like your parents. They know first date. Why? Because they are being true to themselves, and they've been together all these years because it's the real self.
Anniversary, right?
Yeah.
And when they just celebrated their 50th anniversary, and as they did, I look at them and they're still so in love. And they still make each other laugh like crazy, and they light up when the other person walks in the room. And I've been witness to that all these years. And so I love that when you're talking about being true to yourself, we were talking about, and I love you to share on the show, this site, the partnership love site, is incredibly different than any other dating sites. And that's what I really want to share with people, that if you are new to a dating site, or you are afraid of a dating site, or you are trepid, or you don't think they actually could possibly work, then this is the safest haven you can possibly imagine. And if you have been to other sites and found them frustrating, or that you were bombarded, or that people were just, that the site did not even care what you wrote down or what you were looking for, and they just sent you all these random people that were not at all what you were looking for, then how this site is so very different, because as you're saying, this site talks about the truth of who you are, and it starts from there. And so could you share that with the audience, because I love that part.
Absolutely. This is my favorite topic to talk about. Well, we start off by really creating a sacred space for people to be truthful. In my experience, in a lot of dating sites, they don't really have much requirements. Pretty much you pay the membership fee, you get on, you date. That's pretty much your free-for-all kind of thing. And a lot of the free thing is not actually free. It costs you time and money and upset, and it's no free lunch out there. By creating a site that holds people accountable to their words, to their representation of who they are, and being truthful to that self, we have a better chance to finding the authenticity, you know, in the community and within each other. So we know what we really, who are we dating? Not the facade that we're dating, it's the true self that we're dating. We also design a site in a way that a lot of the profile questions can be a sort criteria, which means, let's say, you shared with us yesterday, you want to have somebody to go out to the world with. What if that is one of the criteria that you can really, you know, broadcast out there? And it is another person who just wants something that you want, have the same value that you have, then you guys are a match. At least a match in that sense, then you can take that date to offline, to a real date, and get to know each other and see how the chemistry build out, you know, or not, right? So at least in that aspect, you got a better chance to sort through the people on the site to find the match that is the right fit for you to begin with. So that's one. And the other thing is, we all know when you go into the dating scenario, a lot of times you experience in others, you know, dating site perhaps, is those pictures are not quite look the same as the date that you are seeing at the moment, like in front of you. I don't understand that. I don't get it at the beginning. Is that why people bother to do that? I mean, as far as I am concerned, when we have our first date, I know you don't look like that. So why? Why? You know, I think a lot of people think they can get away with it. You know, I call it bait and switch, right? Bait to get the attention, and then when you see them, they switch to something else. And is there nobody want that kind of, you know, experience? And people are very turned off by that. So on the site, we are asking our members, whenever you post a picture, you need to date that picture. And if the good thing about being in
it. You need to date the picture? That sounds like you're going to take the picture out to the restaurant.
Right. You need to date that picture. It means you need to pay. You know what? I remember when we start having those digital camera, don't they have a time stamp? I think that's probably
the more appropriate word, right? Funny.
The time stamped on that, you know.
I love the fact that we get the date, and it sounds like you're going to, like, you know, get all dressed up and take the picture out.
Well, is that too? Well,
I mean,
on the site,
have,
actually. Yes,
that's okay. On the site, go ahead, finish your thought. On the site, you actually have.
Okay. On the site, we actually have articles to help our members, you know, what kind of profile picture is appropriate and what the man is looking for in a woman in those profile pictures, you know, and vice versa. So we do have tips, you know, and know-how to really guide our members to, you know, how to do this without, you know, going into blind, what is you supposed to do. We'll give a lot of support in that as well. Yeah, and you're saying?
Okay, we had a caller that had a question for you, and I want to see if I was having trouble bringing her on the line. Let me see if I can bring her on.
Okay.
Hi, Maggie. Are you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi.
Hermia, this is Maggie. Maggie from Seattle.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful. It's great to hear your voice, and I'm loving all the information you're giving. And I have a question.
Yes.
You're talking about sorting, and I'm not quite wrapping my mitts around it. Can you give me a real-world example of what sorting looks like?
Absolutely. On the profile on the site, there are many questions. Let's say you can sort by your dating purpose or deal breakers. Like, for example, I used to smoke, but I don't smoke. Last cigarette I had was like 20, 30 years ago, right? And I don't smoke anymore. So I can't really date smokers. I mean, it's not just the cigarette smoke. It's how they smell and all those clothing and the environment. It's just something I'm really allergic to these days. So I can actually sort out people that my deal breaker is smoking or heavy drinking or whatever the scenario that you can put in. Well, actually, there are at least 10 of them are deal breakers, are most people's deal breakers. And you can actually put in a search for people who have the same thing that you're looking for.
Oh, that's great. That
isn't
would save so much time.
Exactly. And also dating purpose. What if somebody want to date and want to get married but no children? What if people, you know, so you can sort. You can sort another person who also want to get married but don't want kids, you know, for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of these are, unfortunately, should be first date questions, but in the traditional dating, we don't talk about things that are heavy, but those things matters. And a lot of time, in my experience, you're ending up in dating somebody for a month, seeing them maybe a few times in that month, and ending up having the same, wait a minute, why am I wasting my last month to be, you know, thinking that this might be a wrong person, white person, but it turns out not to be. What if you sort those even before you have that phone conversation? Would that save a lot of people heartaches?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love you to share with Maggie about the agreements as well, because I think that that is right away you were sorting people out.
Oh, that's true too. In order to create a level of safety, you know, for the website, we are requiring our members to observe the code of conduct. And you can go to the website and read all about it. However, the one that I want to bring up is the Four Agreements. Four Agreements is a book that written by Don Miguel Ruiz, which is a great friend and mentor of mine. And the Four Agreements really... You read it, okay? Awesome. That's great. Oprah did a show on that too, and actually I put on some video clips for people who have a video, you know, clip as well as the written. You know, if you already read the book, you know what it is, but I want to share with the audience is the four agreements. The first one is be impeccable with your words. So you know what that means, is whatever the answer to the profile questions need to be authentic and honest. I think that is a big obstacle in a lot of dating sites out there. People are not really honest about what they put out there, hence the disappointment when we see them. You said you were what, 5'9"? I'm sorry. I don't think so. Anyway.
Yes, I think, too, at least for me, I've been married for 22 years now, but I remember dating, and there were just – like social rules that you didn't get personal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ended up marrying my first husband because we had chemistry up the wazoo. Oh, my goodness, I don't think we had a conversation for the first couple months I knew him. but, you know, once we started talking, you know, when I had a couple of kids, there were just, you know, some fundamental things that changed when we had kids, and I went, oh, my God, what have I done?
Interesting, but, isn't it? Well,
you know,
chemistry is such a great pull. Chemistry is all about hormones, and we call it the trigger of the caveman, cavewoman mm-hmm. attack, which is really good. And, you know, chemistry is good for procreation. That's what get people to do, chemistry, right?
Yeah.
I think people want different things these days. You know, we want to be happy in our relationship. We want to inspire each other. It's, you know, I remember from Michael, I was in one of the relationship workshops, and he was saying that nowadays, getting married, have kids, and white picket fences, it's not enough. Our consciousness had risen to a level that we want more. We want meaning, right? We want meaning in our lives, not just procreating and have kids running around.
Yeah.
We're more than that. And
aligning on values.
Yes.
There's just so many things to consider that when it's not about your hormones. You know, so all the things you're saying that to sort people and living by the four agreements are brilliant. That's just brilliant.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know the other three. Can you tell me the other three? I don't want to put you on the spot, but since you read the
book.
Well,
you just have, and I have no firing brain cells today.
That's
so
okay.
I'm going to let you go ahead.
Sure. Be impeccable with your words is the first one. Don't take things personally is another. Well, it's hard not to sometimes, right, in a dating environment. What if we decided, make a decision not to take things personally? You know, if somebody's not returning your call or that wink, maybe he's just not the right match, so let it go. There's so many others that will like you for who you are when you're being real, right? And then don't make assumptions. That's the other thing. We fill in the blanks. When something not happened the way that we think it should happen, that's the word, should happen, right, in our perspective, our lens, through our lens, we mix all sorts of stories. And stop doing that. If you agree, don't torture yourself. Just let it evolve the way that it need to evolve, you know. And the fourth, one of my best one is do your best. Try doing your best. Always do your best. And that's all I can ask anybody to engage in anyway, is do your best. When you know better, you do better. When I don't know, you know, enough of some of this information, I make bad decisions. That just kind of normal, right? But I
yeah.
can. Once you know there is a choice, once you know there's something better, there is an alternative point of view to see things and to date, you don't really have much excuse. You're the one who has to make that decision to do your best or not. And let yourself off the hook if you do make a mistake, you know, that mistake, make amends and you know, change. You know, make
yeah.
a better choice next time. You know,
yes.
and
yes.
There's so many questions was designed really for people. Oh, the other one I love is how you like to be appreciated.
Mm.
You know, some people like gifts, somebody like a massage, somebody likes, you know, a word of affirmation, right? Somebody
mm-hmm.
like you do something nice, like make me dinner or something, right? And everybody is different. So what if your style, you want to find somebody who would like to provide, let's say you want to have gifts, but the other person want to give you back rub, and I have friends who doesn't like to be touched that way, you know, that will be not a match, right?
Yeah.
So I hope I answered your question.
You did. Oh, thank you so much. It really, yeah,
Maggie,
like I want to pass
this information
on to my... Oh, no. Happily married 22 years. And there are still areas to learn. You know, if you think of dating as the discovery of another being,
yes,
you know, there's still lots to discover.
Yeah, I have to say though, Maggie, please do feel free to come on our site. You can read the articles without signing up. You know, there are other resources there can be for you just for your amusement. You know, and I'm sure you're doing a lot of good things in your marriage, otherwise won't be lasted this long, you know. But again, if you want, you know, a new year, a new perspective on things and make the next 10, 20, you know, years even better than your first 20, be my guest. You know, we love to provide what we can for people who really, you know, be happy in their life and you know, tell your single friends about the website or even your married friends to get into some of those material and, you know, be fulfilled in your coming year. So I'm so grateful that you're here to ask the question because I'm sure other people have the same question and didn't get a chance to listen to this or call in at the moment.
And I love, Maggie, that,
you're welcome.
That you've been on this journey and that you went through your marriage with your children and the passion and the romance and all of the fire and that you had the awakening of the more that you were yearning for in your heart and then you went and you found that and then now that you're living that dream. And so that's so special. And I thank you so much for calling in and asking about that impeccability and that sorting process, because it really is, I think, when people are following the calling of their heart, as we talk about
yes.
stepping closer to what you want, and obviously you've been able to step towards what you want and what the calling of your heart is. And I think that that's just so magical at this holiday season and always to have that gift of love. And so I appreciate the call, and I wish you all the joy and the most happy and wonderful new year ever. And please join us in the community. So there are amazing articles in how to sustain love and intimacy and communication. And like she said, the more you know, the more we can be, the more we can give to others. And so that it's such a joy hearing your voice and having you on the show. So thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was my joy, too, and what a heavy acknowledgement. I feel like I need to go lie down now.
Well deserved, Maggie. Well deserved.
Thank you, and have a happy
blessings to both of you, and a wonderful, happy new year as well.
Thank you, Maggie.
Right.
I love you, listener.
Thank
you. You know, I love when people call in, and that's one of the great things about this show. I mean, there's so many wonderful blessings about this show, but we have so many different kinds of callers, and so many people are listening and writing in. And so whether this is the first time that they've been married and they're just getting married and they're learning those tools of how to combine their finances, how to buy a first home, how to step-parent, how to ask questions like Amanda Raines, you know, how do you speak unspeakable, ask for what you want sexually, whatever that is, or whether you're starting over, or whether you want to deepen a 25-year marriage that you have in communication, and or whether it's estate planning and it's planning for future generations. There's so much incredible information that is provided here, and I learn every week from these incredible guests like yourself, and I love this process that you're doing. And so we've got a new year coming, and we have people that don't have a date for New Year's Eve, and they don't have a Valentine yet, and so they've maybe thought about joining a site, or maybe they've been on sites, but they're not so sure about joining another one. So you know, I would love for them to be able to find you and find, make a New Year's resolution to find love in a very different way. And so how is your site different, and how can people get started?
Well, how the site different is we really be there for you. You know, you can access, you know, ask me any question, if you have any issue when you're getting on the site, a question you don't want to answer, I'm very accessible that way. And, you know, really take the time, I would say, to get to know yourself. Ask yourself, what will make you happy? You know, one of the questions I put on the profile question is, I would rather be single than with somebody who doesn't have these qualities. And what are those qualities to you would be? Honestly, I'm really happy to be who I am and be, but again, you know, it would be better, it would be more joyous and happy, you know, than have somebody to share my life with, right? And what are those qualities? What are that those values that I need to find in that person? And if I don't know how I'm supposed to look, I won't even know if that person show up, right? So I would really encourage people, take a good look, get to know yourself a little bit better. Maybe if you don't have a date for this New Year's Eve, have a date with yourself. You know, either a bubble bath, a nice meal, a glass of wine, or whatever that make you happy, or chocolates, you know, it'd be good too. Have a date. Have a date with yourself. Or get a bunch of girlfriends, guy friends together and help each other out. Sometimes within a group, with the dynamic of a group, we are, you know, herd animal. We like to be in groups. And from the friends who know you well can also help you, you know, to answer those profile questions, you know, and make it a fun outing doing that as well. You know, I always feel the love is always there. Sometimes it's we need to kind of open up ourselves, unveil ourselves for us to be seen out there, you know. So you give love by being self-love first. You know, you cannot give what you don't have. So by accepting yourself, whatever age, weight, height you are, accept that, love that, and you can decide to do something about it to make it better. But if you come from a space of I'm not good enough, you will have a long road. I would say that the best is just get to know yourself a little bit better and more intimate this time. What will make you happy in a relationship? You know, if you can answer those questions, and as a matter of fact, the question on the website is designed to really trigger a lot of things that people might have an inkling on it, but never quite force themselves to really look deeper within. Just by finishing up all the questions on the profile, I can guarantee you, I can personally guarantee you, you will get to know yourself a little bit better. And that's a great start, too, for the new year.
So beautiful, Hermia. And so tell us how to find you and what to, how to find the website.
No, absolutely. The website is called partnershiplove.com. That's one word, partnershiplove.com. I also have a Facebook page. It's called the same name, partnershiplove.com. You can access both pages. You can contact me through Facebook on that page. When you go to the website and if you have any feedback, even though you don't want to sign up, you're married already, but you have single friends you want to recommend, you can send them to that site or go to the little box, say, contact us. You can send me an email and I will get back to you if you have any question regarding that. And we are doing a beta test period right now. So the membership is free for the trial period at the moment. So please do take advantage of that. After the site is officially launched, I would launch day is Valentine's Day next year, 2014. And it will not be free anymore. So if you want to come and check us out and give us feedback, and we're building this as a community. So your feedback is totally welcome. And I enjoy being on the show and, you know, connecting with your community. And it's just fun. It's so much more fun when you're doing it as a group, as a community, and just me doing it by myself, you know?
That's, Hermie, and I love, you know, for her listeners that aren't familiar with the site, one, what a great opportunity, you know, to be able to join the site for free right now and to be able to find the love of your life. But as we share, you know, what makes this different is, you know, you're sharing, one, the impeccability, the four agreements, two, that the quality of questions allow you to discover who you are and your own desires of your heart and the own calling of your heart, and so you can answer that call of your heart and the resources that you have, how to take a picture, how to post a picture, how to fill out a profile, that you help people every step of the way. And then as you're talking about community, the fact that, like when you said, if you're married and you can recommend somebody, you and I have talked about that we could even recommend our exes, or that if we said, oh, this was a great guy or a great beautiful woman, just not my vision of my future, you know, but would be wonderful for somebody else as a partner, that you could recommend that person, or even a friend that you think would be wonderful as a mate. That really the community here is about supporting people in consciousness and in finding their happily ever after, not just the what's in it for me. And that, to me, I've never seen a site do that. That's everything about it is touched with genuine love.
Yes, actually currently there's a guy that's on my site with somebody I dated previously, and I'm really happy to recommend him in, and he's in there, and you know, I can't wait for him to find the love of his dream. You know, I'm totally supportive of that, and I shared yesterday that one of my best friends is dating one of my ex-boyfriend, and they're happy together, moving together, and we just had, you know, dinner the other night when I was visiting California, and just happy that they get together, and with my knowledge, and I think that's the conscious way of doing things, is, you know, we don't have to hide behind, you know. It is something that when people are authentic about what they're doing, what they're up to, it's so attractive. It's beyond physical attractive. You know, that soul love that you're willing to shine your light and be vulnerable, you know, it's just a gift. It's a gift that you can give yourself, and a gift of generosity you can really give others to get to know you better, being real and being true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. So as people make their New Year's resolutions, and we were talking about on Unlimited Life that one of the resolutions that Reverend Rio had suggested was to never spend money, but to circulate
mm-hmm.
money, which I loved. And so if people are making a resolution on love, finding love, receiving love, achieving love, giving love, what would you suggest? How would they write it?
I would say be generous. What do I mean by that? Be generous to yourself and to others. There are times that we might think one thing and it might turn out something different. So give that chance, give that generosity of a chance, and be honest about it if things doesn't work out the way that you think it will, and just be graciously say thanks, no thanks. You know, but without stepping into the arena, it's no way that you will find love. This is not a spectating sport, you know, there's, right? You really have to get into the arena and be vulnerable to open up, and, you know, that's, you know, what you can do for yourself is be generous. Be generous with your time. Be generous with that opportunity because it's always come back. That circulation, you know, I believe that. The good will go in and good will come out. You know, you will get that treatment as well, because we all feel it. When you're generous, we feel it, and we love to reciprocate in return.
That's such beautiful, beautiful advice. And then we just have a couple minutes before the show closes. And so we always ask on our show for a definition. You know, what is a vow? What is harmony? So to you, what is love?
Love is spirit. Love is that feeling you are in your joyous moment, that moving feeling, the tears start coming. It's the tears of joy, the love of you're in the divinity, the love of unconditional, you know, the space of unconditional love. To me, it's really what wake me up every day and what I bring it to bed every night is that sense of purpose that I have done something I'm proud of in terms of for another person. It's my contribution to their life. Did I do something that had made their life maybe sort of smidge it a little bit better? It could be a hug. It could be a phone call. It could be a generous anything, consideration of something. It could be just be understanding and compassionate of their point of view. You know, if I'm in any conflict, what if I put myself in their shoe? You know, what if nobody misbehaves? They just do what they do because they think differently than what I think.
Wow. What a beautiful answer. And what a beautiful person you are, Hermia Nelson.
Thank you, Nicole.
I am
take one to know one, sweetie.
Honored and what beautiful, joyous, loving, light-paved way to wrap up our year with this gorgeous bow. We're going to call Hermia Nelson in Partnership Love. And we are so grateful that you're with us and wish you all the best with your site. And we know we're going to bring you back and see how, you know, everybody is doing on this site. And I'm so excited to hear everybody's stories in the new year. Thank you for your beautiful definition of love and for teaching people to be impeccable and in their light of truth and how to open and follow their heart. And for all of you that are listening, I wish you the most incredible new year, the healthiest and happiest for you and your family, the unfoldment of all of your dreams coming true. And once again, I want to give incredible thanks to all of the guests that we've had this past year that have shared their time, their heart, their knowledge, the keys, the secrets, the tools, their wonderment of how to make your happily ever after really become a reality. And once again, incredible gratitude to our show's producer, Chris, who is always making this show the most special of shows because she is always there committed to making sure that this information is brought to you at the highest level possible. So, Hermia, thank you for being with us, and to all of you that are with us.
Thank you again for being part of your community. It's really an honor. And Happy New Year, everyone. We'll see you next year.
Thank you. And this is Nicole Brandon wishing you a Happy New Year. And we look forward to seeing you in 2014.